The United States and its key Asian allies are making efforts to stop North Korea from pursuing its nuclear and missile programs. High-ranking officials from the three countries met in Seoul Wednesday to coordinate strategies regarding Pyongyang. The American representative claimed Washington is seeking a diplomatic solution to the North Korean issue. His comment comes as U.S. President Donald Trump has repeatedly threatened Pyongyang with total destruction.
We're dedicated to diplomacy. We're dedicated to a campaign of pressure on the DPRK, pressure not only by our allies but by other states as well, including China, Russia, other members of the UN Security Council that have voted on multiple times to sanction North Korea for its rogue behavior, for its lawless behavior, for its unlawful missile tests, its unlawful weapons tests.
Activists outside the U.S. Embassy in Seoul argue that the Washington-led policies on North Korea have been counterproductive, with sanctions and frequent military drills dampening hopes for negotiations. They want a drawdown of military threats through negotiations and peaceful channels.
To stop the escalated confrontation between North Korea and the U.S., South Korea and Japan, I think a double suspension is a solution, as suggested by North Korea, China and Russia. South Korea and the U.S. should stop the joint military drills, which include rehearsing a preemptive strike on North Korea. Then we can ask North Korea to stop further missile and nuclear tests. Both sides need to calm down and open a path to talks.
The U.S. and South Korea are conducting large-scale naval drills this week involving the nuclear-powered aircraft carrier the USS Ronald Reagan and some 40 other ships and planes. U.S. President Donald Trump has issued contradictory statements in recent weeks suggesting a military attack on North Korea was imminent, while indicating the U.S. is still willing to talk. American, Japanese, and South Korean diplomats are holding this meeting after Seoul announced that U.S. President Donald Trump's trip will receive the honor of being designated a state visit. Given that several anti-U.S. demonstrations have taken place here in recent days, it's unlikely all South Koreans will offer Trump the same respect when he arrives on November 7th. Frank Smith, Press TV, Seoul.